The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Hakol Moedim, everybody agrees, Hakol Moedim, everybody agrees. On top of that, Mem Vav and Aleph. Shem Huskuku Zeh Lo Zeh, Shem Akron Zeh Zeh. That if they came together ready, if the Kvosim and the Shtei Lechem came together, as they were once attached together, the Huskuku, they were attached together, so now you can't bring one without the other. Now the Gemara explains, V'yezehu Zika Shalhem, what's called that they were attached already together? The Shnei HaKvosim that we bring on Shavuos and the Shtei Lechem, they mean Shechita. They have already shechted the Shnei Kvosim. At that time you had the Lechem there, so Lechem got its Kedusha then. So Rashi says, V'yachakach ovad oy Lechem HaKvosim, and then later one of the two got lost, is ovad akul, everything is lost. Then once they got attached B'shah Shechita, you have to have both of them together. Now they get like a hukfah to be like one korban together, and now you cannot separate them anymore. Omer Ulu says though, Boy Vimarovin Yisrael Yesh Shailo, Tanufa Oysa Ziko Yein Oysa Zikam. Even before they make Shita, we have before there's a mitzvah of Tanufa, that the Kohen has to pick up together the Kvosim with the Shtei Lechem, when the Kvosim is still alive. So if they do that, does that make like it's now Hukfa, it's like one big carbon, and if you lose one of the two, you can't bring them? Or maybe no, only Shita is Huskak, but not just the Tanufa, that's the Shailo. That's what Ula said over there, he saw the Estes for Shiloh. And the Parshat Lay, mid Rabbi Yechanan, they brought a proof from our Rabbi Yechanan, that Yom Rabbi Yechanan says, Shechito Isa Zika, what makes them attached, what makes them like one carbon? Only if you made a Shechita ready on the Kvosim, and the Lechem was there. Mechlal, it's a proof though, that Tanufa ain't Isa Zika, that if you only had a Tanufa so far, they did not make a Shechita, they only picked them up together, that that's not Kaveirit. That's not who's cook, Zel is there. Therefore, if one gets lost, you can still bring the other without one. Samara says, really, maybe there's not a proof. Hatay maybe the Rabbi Yechanan goof kami boyalei. So we have a shal exactly what is the reasoning of Rabbi Yechanan. Is the pshat from Rabbi Yechanan really that mifshav shita lele Rabbi Yechanan? Rabbi Yechanan says for sure it's poshet him that really only the shchit oisa zika, but utnu fein oisa zika. Is that really the pshat of Rabbi Yechanan? That he's for sure. So only if you already made the shchita on the kvosim, that's what huskuku zelazir. And if you only made a tnufa just to kind of lifted them up together, that does not do it. Or duma maybe no, maybe the pshat is like this in Rabbi Yochanan, that shchita pshita lay. And if you make a shchita, for sure that's pshita to him. He says for sure then that's considered a huskuku zelazir, considered kaveya to be one big carbon. But a tnufa misafka lay. But if you only make a tenuf, you just pick them up together, that's like a suffix to Rabbi Yechanan. So maybe tackle we have a suffix if tenufa could be huskuku zelazer. So after the Gemara says, it's a good shiloh, if tenufa also helps to make huskuku, to say that if you're missing one now, you can't bring one without the other. Now the Gemara says, Om Alei Rabbi Yehuda, Barachanino, Lerafuna, Fred Rabbi Yeshua, Ivokik Siv Kodesh Yil Hashem. La koyin, when the pasuk says this pasuk of kodesh yil Hashem la koyin, that it should go to the koyin, we say not the tenufa, we say nashtei lechem, goes to the koyin. Bosa tenufa ksivei, it says that after tenufa, after they already picked it up together, and it's still a pligi benenas Rabbi Kiva, and still a machlokes benenas and Rabbi Kiva, which one could you bring without the other? But they both agree you could bring one without the other. Is the shali could you bring the kvosim now without the shtei lechem? Or could you bring the Shtei Lechem without the Kvosim? But I call upon him, even though there was a Tanufa, still you could bring one without the other. So here we see clearly that Tanufa is not naked, Huskuku Zelazer. Even though there was a Tanufa, still you could bring one without the other. That's the machlokes we had before. What's beyond this Pasuk of Kodesh Yil Hashem Lakayin? Does it mean Lashem and Lakayin, something that goes to both like the Shlomim? Or does it mean Kulu Lakayin like the Mincha? So the Kopanim is a proof, though, that even after Tanufa, he could bring one without the other. So Gemara says, a little time, even according to your reasoning. Is the Pasuk going to talk about Bosa Tanufa of Lebosa Shechita? This Pasuk that says, Kodesh Yil Hashem Makayin, is it only after the Tanufa? It's talking about in the Pesukim, even after the Shechita was done also. And after the Shechita was saying, for sure, it's Huskuku Zelazer. So what's back up Shana Pasuk? Elo, my Yisloch Lameima, what do you have to say over here? My Yisloch Lenema, that Mikara Koi, that even though the Pasuk is talking about after the Shechita, but it's talking about the Halacha before Shechita. That before you were Huskuku, before Suskuku, Zel Zim, before it became like one carbon, so you could bring one without the other. Oh my Kodesh Yil Hashem Lakayin, it means that there's a Dovash Yasayfu Lakayin, something that eventually later, like the Mincha, or else the Kfosim, will lend that to be to the Kayin, so you could bring one without the other. Even though the Pesach talks about Yeftu Tnufa also, it just means Dovash Yasayfu Lakayin. Just means something eventually end up for the Kayin right now before it was Suskuku, Zelazir, which means either before Shchito, or else it has to be even before Tanufa, you could bring one without the other. So the kids, so we don't have the Pshitas, what will be by Tanufa is Tanufa Huskuku, or maybe not. Now the more is the question, O Shchito is a Zika, is it true what he's saying of Yechanan? That once you made the Shchita by the Shnei Kvosim, for sure now you have to bring both together. The Shnei Kvosim and the Shtei Lechem, is that true? Or Rimino have a question. It says Aloha by a Korban Toida. Do we know also there's Lechem brought with the Korban Toida? You have four sets, 10 apiece, there are 40 Lechems. So it says like this. Achaloi Shochto, before you made the Shchit on the Korban Toida, Nifras Lachma, if one of the Lechems broke, nor came Chosar, is Yovi Lechem Acher. Just bring another Lechem and place this one and it's okay. V'sheichet, and then he can still make the shchita on the korban toida. What's going to be though, misha shochto nifras lachmo? Let's say after you made the shchita on the korban toida, now one of the lechems broke open and it became chosar. So din is hadam yizorik. Enechnam, you're allowed to make this rikas adam of this korban toida. And v'habosa yoichel, the korban itself you could eat. But v'de nidro lo yotzo, you're not yotzo, you're neder. And the locher is v'lechem posel. And the lechem tak is posel, since it was chosar, the lechem is posel, and you're not mekayim, you're chayv. Rashi says, after it says, Adam Yizorik means l'shem shlomim. It's like a korban shlomim, avlo l'shem toida. And Rashi asked the question before when it says that it was nifrisa after shchita, that mashma all the lechems are posel. Rashi says, like, how do you know this? Maybe only just one lechem is posel, how do we know all of them is posel? So Rashi says, it comes out, you learn it out, near Beina, the melechem aponim gomar. She minchas toido, uksiv behi, she nifras echas michaloso, is kulam psulus. Send it out from the lechem haponim. So that's the locho on this korban toido. What's going to be nizrek hadam? Let's say they already made the shkitas on the korban toido, and they made his rikas hadam. Nizrek dam. Now the locho is, and now first, after this rikas hadam, one of the lechems became nifras, became chosar, is missing. So now the lechem is like this. Everything is kosher, just torim min hasholem al haporos. Like out of these 40 lechems, these four different types, you have to take one challah from each type. You have to give four lechems to the kohen. That's like truma. So when you take one of the 10, do not take the nifras, the one that's broken, but take a sholem to be yotza, like the meiser, out of each one. That's all it says. As his term could have said, "Vehikri v'menu echod mikol korban, the nem chalasoyu." For your term echod meyes, it took out one out of 10 to the kain, and the rest went to the bailim. So you have to make sure the one you take for truma should be min hasholem, not from the porus. So now another locha. What's going to be achle shochta before you made the shchita on the korban toida? Yotzo lachmo. Let's say one of the lechems went out chus l'chaymus yushlaim, and went out and has a psul yetzi on it. It says locha before the shchita machnisa. That's all. Bring it back in v'sheichet and shecht it. So Rashi says the kol zman shein a kodesh b'shchita, and then this for yetzi. Kol zman you didn't make the shchita on the korban atayid yet. It's not chal kedushas aguf on the lechem. So there's no psul yetzi. What's going to be mishashochto yotza lachmo? Let's say after you made the shchita on the korban atayida, now one of the lechems go outside the chayma, says chalap sul, and that lechem you cannot use it. So locher is hadam yizorek v'yabosi yoichel. Enechanam, you're allowed to finish off this korban b'teras shlomim. But v'dei nidru l'yotz, again, you're not yotz of the neder. If your lechem posel, and this lechem is posel, has a psul yetzi on it, you're not yotz of your rachayv, you do not have the aboyim lechem. What's going to be nizrek hadam? Let's say you already made this rikas hadam, and then one of the lechems went outside, had a psul yaitzei. So again, teru mimenu shebefnim al shebechutz. You let us still take off trumi, yotz everything, the carbon and the toidim. Just make sure the trum you take out is from the pnim, the one that's still edible, not from the yotzei. What's going to be another halacha? Ad shaloi shochato nit molachmo. Let's before you made the shchit and the korban taida, one of these lechem became tummy. So halacha is maybe lechem achar fishechit. Just bring another lechem, exchange it, take another lechem that's still tahor, and now you can make the shchit and the korban taida. What's going to be misha shochato after you already made the shchit and the korban taida? Now nit molachmo, one of the lechems became tummy. So now here it's a little bit different. The other as tumah the locher is adam yizorek v'abosa yechel. Again, that you let him make as weak as adam, you let him eat from the boss of the korban is kosher. But here the chiddush is v'yedei nitru yotzi, you also yotzi neder. Even though one of the lechems became tumah, still you yotzi yedei nidroi. The question is why? The answer is shatzitz maratz ala tumah. That the tzitz is maratz ala tumah, that they get to the korban atoidah, is considered like you have all the lechems here. Therefore, the and neder also, but avada of lechem posel, but the lechem itself is posel. You can't eat the lechem. The tzitz is not maratza that you could eat it. The mice of the lechem is still tummy that you can't eat. But I call upon him yotzi de nidroi. Rashi says shatzitz maratza lachilos and linyan tumah. That's all. Now, what's the milocha nizrik adam? Let's say you already made the shchit to end this week as adam of the korban toida, and you had all 40 lechems here. And then it became Tomei. So the halacha is Torah min haTorah la Tomei. You can take off Truma from the Torah for the Tomei, and everything is kosher. That's what says the halacha of Hilchos Atoida. Now the question is, for ye, Sakotat, if you're going to hold like Rabbi Yechon says, that Shechita, Oysa Zika, then once you make the Shechita on the Korban, over here we have by Shnei Kvas and Nishtei Alechem, the Kuru, the same Sfar should apply here, by a Korban Toida, and it's 40 Lechems. If so, keep on shahuskuku zeloze b'shchita. As soon as you made a shchita on the korban atoido, you made an attachment here that the toido and the lechem is attached together. It's like one big korban right now. If so, how could you tell me the locker is that if now there's a psul yetze, or there's a psul nifras, that's chosar, that you can still bring the korban, just you cannot bring the lechems, as the chur isle lechem is tilsele toido. Once the lechem becomes posel with these psulim of chosar or psul yaitzei, lechura then the carbon should also become posel. How could you bring the carbon? It's a kashan of Yechanan. So where it says no, shani toido by carbon toido, it's different. Rachmona kari yishlamin. The Torah called the carbon toido shlamin. Rashi says toido shlamin. Mashma diafa pi shoyse toido vishas lachmo. Even though vishas yed lechem is huskak to be a toido. But if something goes wrong, there's a special loch here, because there is the Yishlamim B'lei Lechem, it could come back to the Yishlamim. Al-Kivsi-Yat-Teres-Tim Lachmo, Kru Yishlamim. Vashenka, but Kivsi-Yat-Teres is only called Yishlamim with the Lechem. So the Kivsi-Yat-Teres, once you made a Shechit, it's attached, you can't separate them. But a Korban Toida, even though it was attached, when one becomes Posel, he can still bring the Toida, but there are Korban Yishlamim. So as Teres, Shani Toida, Terachmona Kar Yishlamim. Mar shlomim kurevim. B'loy lechem, just like a korban shlomim could be brought without lechem, is av toidah korban b'loy lechem. Or did the toidah also was brought without its lechem? Therefore, there's no kashin of Yechanan. Omer Rabbi Yim says, Im tim tzalayim tenufa oysa ziko. If you want to tell me about the shalom we had before, that maybe tenufa, when you just pick up the shtel lechem and the shtel, the kiss of your teres, it makes a ziko that now it's attached, and it's like one big korban, you have to bring both of them together. What's going to be of Ad HaLechem if you